Westchester's local station with a national reputation. 1460 WVOX and WVIP HD2, New Rochelle. 1460
WVOX. Picture yourself when you're getting on.
This is the Lou and Steve show, the Steve and Lou show, Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano. Any order you want, Lou, as long as we don't mix up the last name. That would put me on another planet. Great to be with you. We're here most every Monday from 5:30 p.m. talking about everything under the sun. So much going on. Last week we focused on local politics. I think it was good. I hope we get back to it. But I think we can't ignore the horrible oppression, the murder in Memphis, and it really does leave me quite speechless. I have really nothing to add, Lou, to the conversation or the oration by everybody. Every responsible person is shocked, and I'm not surprised there's unrest predicted. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope people keep their heads, but I understand why people are upset, Lou, and I know you have something to say.
Well, before we get started, let me just say the phone number here is 914-636-0110, and Steve, this bothered me so much, this whole thing. You look at these guys, it was five police officers. Now there's a sixth one now. And they showed the pictures of these guys. They look like the defensive line for the Eagles. That's how big these guys were. They pulled the guy out of the car. They were beating him, kicking him, this and that. This is wrong. This is totally wrong. I don't care. You know, people say, well, you know, this and that. I don't care about any of that. That's wrong. That's wrong. I fought for the police departments all these years on the radio. I always say all the time on the radio, a guy kisses his wife or husband or whatever like that. When they go to work, they don't know if they're going to see him when they get off their shift. But this is totally ludicrous. This is taking advantage of a job that you feel that you got a little bull, caboose people around or push people around. I think that this was a totally, totally disgusting thing. That guy, the guy didn't have to die, Steve. You know, Carrie Nichols, you know, he was a traffic stop. Yep. For God's sakes now. Even if he made a turn and didn't have his blinker on, that's something you jump on somebody and kill somebody for? It doesn't make any sense to me. It's totally wrong. And now they got this squad they were saying. Right. It's called the Scorpions.
Yep.
Now, what is that, a goon squad? This is crazy. Well,
it looks like a hit team. That's
exactly
what it sounds like.
Exactly.
And the little I've seen of this, and I try to avoid this because it just doesn't really make my day. I try to learn by words and audio. Thank God we work for WVOX 1460 AM. But I will tell you, this looks like a hit. Nobody's advanced that idea that they were making a hit on one suspect. But it certainly looks like it's so planned looking. And official and efficient. Very scary, very sickening.
It's very sad, whatever. You know, and you look what's going on in the world here. You know, North Korea. You know, when you look at what's happening in Iran now, back and forth with Israel. You look at Russia and the Ukraine. You look at China, what they're doing. It seems like we're getting older and smarter in technology, but no, we're going backwards in the same motion. Yes. We're going backwards. You know, this is crazy. It's crazy. You know,
and we're killing ourselves when you consider the unexplained rioting in Atlanta a couple of weeks back by the left. When you consider this hit, this riotous hit, I don't know what the political affiliations of these cops is. I don't think it matters. But when you see this, who at least you got to believe at least nominally the cops were kind of conservative, like most cops, and that's fine. They're entitled to their opinion, but this can't be explained, and I don't think we can take our normal sides. I am usually pro-cop, and I know you are.
Me too.
I can't side with the cops here.
I can't side with them at all on this one.
I can't even consider their position. I can't even consider what the explanation will be. I don't know.
I can't figure it out myself, Steve.
We'll have to wait for the trial. Let's face it, if there are trials, though this looks so bad, there's probably going to be a one big plea.
And now they were saying today there's a sixth guy.
Yes.
That's involved. I mean, that's crazy.
We'll have to wait and listen.
Against one guy.
But
and
these
guys, and you're talking about, like I said before, Steve, you're talking about five guys that if you look at them, they look, like I said, the defensive line for these were big guys or whatever like that.
And the suspect looks like a skinny Malink
by
my terms.
Yeah, a skinny guy.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, do we have to wait for the prosecutor? This could take 18 months, Lou, to hear from law enforcement or prosecution. Do we have to wait for the prosecutor to make his charge and then hear these endless defenses of the five or six defendants? It's going to be a gobbledygook of shame. It's going to be nauseating. I wish we could put it behind us and concentrate on important things, which is jobs, controlling inflation, and facing our foreign enemies. There's no getting past this.
Well, see, Steve, one thing that I thought was good out of this, so far I'm saying this, there was no repercussions, like no justice, no peace, or rioting in the streets or whatever. I just hope that doesn't happen because we went through with that whole summer, 3 or 4 months of that rioting and everything. I think that no justice, no peace. I think that, you know, they had a couple of peaceful meetings or whatever like that, right. peaceful get-togethers in prayer or whatever. I'm all for that.
But when you retaliate
with rock throwing and bombing Molotov cocktail on police cars, that's totally wrong.
Well, you're talking about a George Floyd-like response.
Yes.
And one hopes that doesn't happen. I guess it's tempered a little bit. It has to be said, Lou, that the victim and the perps thus far are of the same race.
Yes.
I've seen. I'm not drawing any conclusions. Maybe that takes some of the horror and hate out of it. I'm not sure. My guess in the end, it's still injustice and it's horrible, hard to watch. I just wish we could put this crap behind us. I think that's appropriate in this climate. This is WVOX 1460 AM, Mondays 5:30. 914-636-0110. We like your calls. Also, if you get a chance, go to the website, thestevemayoshow.com, featuring Lou and Steve. Steve and Lou, most of the past shows in the last 2 or 3 years, and certainly some writings that have appeared under my byline. What's your opinion on the Memphis disaster, the Memphis genocide, whatever you want to call it? Call us, 914-636-0110.
Anyone? Bruce only right now.
Let's go to our first caller. Hello, Bruce.
Yeah, how you doing? The first thing, the tragedy of this is, beyond this horrible situation of the police and the death, is that it is a distraction. It's a distraction from what is truly important for the country. And we had a real wake-up call at our lunch meeting today when our speaker said, we are 90 seconds away with the doomsday clock for the end of the world. And, of course, that perked up everybody at lunch.
Yes.
About this. I mean, hello. So,
was this after lunch or before lunch?
Well, I almost lost my lunch because I just ate it.
Well, if it's after lunch, you got to believe that, you know, this is something that you couldn't do on an empty stomach. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was worried about becoming an empty stomach.
For sure.
Anyway, we talked about that. And in Ukraine, we got Vladimir Zelensky leading us down this path of whatever, and we're not thinking this through. And when he stood up last week and he said that Merrill Lynch and this and Black that, Rock that, and this and that, you're all going to make money. Yeah, this is going to be. And he talked about making money on the deaths in this war. And I said, you're the president of a country. You're sitting there supposed to protect the people and your property and the land of your country. And you're talking like, hey, you guys, you're going to make a lot of money.
Right. And really? I didn't know he said that. That's quite a negative incentive in my world.
Me too.
Horrible.
Well, he earned the Black Heart of the Week award.
Which they deserved. Let me tell you something, Bruce or Lou. 51 tanks ain't going to cure what's afflicting him. This is very serious. If he thinks he's going to attract American support by promising profits, what does it say about our image in the world? Is there something here lurking behind there?
We spoke about that also, and he said, most Americans think that we're a good country and this and that and the other thing. But the fellow speaking said, if you look from the other side and you talk to people in the world, we're considered the biggest threat to world peace. And you go like, how is that possible that we're the biggest threat to world peace? And I think we have to truly think about that. So, like, how did we get there in the eyes of the world?
That's absurd, and we none of us honestly believe that. But if the world believes, that's a problem. Luke,
it's one of those things where the reality is what you believe, not what is reality.
Well, you said 90 minutes to doomsday here before. 90 seconds or whatever. So here's another thing that, you know, if Putin decides to attack this nuclear plant, which is the biggest nuclear plant in all of Europe, and blows that plant up. That whole country, you could wipe it out because the effect would be from that would be killing kids or whatever. We had two blocks torn up in downtown Manhattan, and there's millions of people that got cancer and everything from it that weren't even right in the tunnel itself.
Worth our concern. Bruce, if you want to stay there, if you can.
Okay, I'm
going through the break. This is the Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano show here on WVOX 1460 AM. Keep your dial where it is. We'll be back after this commercial.
Westchester and Bronx business owners and managers brag about their products and services on WVOX. Smart and effective advertising now heard all over the world and right in your own backyard. 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Everybody, you're not hearing things. That's not the Rolling Stones. That is the Kinks. They've been accused of borrowing that, a chord, a passage from the Stones. I don't know who did it before, but in any case, great song. To me, very appropriate because Captain America, I don't know if that's a stand-in for America, but a serious call out for help by a rock group in the environment of this song's era, 70s, 80s, whatever. Very affecting to me, Luke. Bruce, you there?
I am here.
So what do you think? What do we need, Captain America? What do we need to steer this ship of state or this planet? What's indicated?
Well, I want to go back to this police thing, because what's going on is they're looking to become Captain America of the police departments.
Yeah.
They want to do. And Mayor Lightweight up in Chicago... Mayor Lightweight said a couple of years ago, we need the federal government to come in and solve our problem. We need the federal government. She let the cat out of the bag.
Of course.
They want the federal government to somehow take control of all the police departments. And Obama started that, and Trump undid it. But they want that. If you have a few thousand police chiefs and hundreds of thousands of cops, how the hell do you control that?
Heaven forbid.
You're trying to herd cats.
Heaven forbid. And every city, every jurisdiction is unique. We're better off with a decentralized law enforcement of sheriffs, police, and other law enforcement bodies. There's nothing wrong with it as long as you enforce standards. The problem is a lot of these urban machines, need I remind you, are run like little gangster clubs.
I agree.
This is not the answer.
I agree with you, Steve. And also, putting a squad out there called the Scorpions is totally wrong.
Yeah. Well, it's macho. It's macho stuff.
Yeah, it's bull.
There is professionalism. Bruce, I like your point. And there's professionalism, standards, right? Testing, even appropriate pay. I'm not saying more money. I don't know what their finances are in Memphis. But appropriate pay, training, selection, And police rules of conduct.
Better training.
Absolutely. And training is not, you don't have to put it through Washington, D.C. It could be done locally. If we can't do it locally, why are we electing mayors, school boards, city councils, water boards, and fire districts for?
Well, thank God they got body cams. Because without the body cams, we didn't know none of this stuff here.
Good, absolute improvement.
Great job with body cams.
Yeah, I don't know if you realized it, but you just mentioned water boards, and I'm not sure we want to do waterboarding again.
God forbid. Yes, bad history there, waterboarding. Didn't mean that. But I will tell you, and let me also add a point which I think is relevant. Those who say the police must be of one race or another are fooling themselves. The problem is not necessarily one of race. It is, to me, recruitment, training, pay, standards, like you say, Lou, and the perps, the law enforcement perps can be white or black or Asian or any other combination of colors. It doesn't matter. It's recruitment, because we know the victims can be of any color. It's not primarily a racial problem, as this example would say.
Well, I'll tell you, what do you do with the biracial or a triracial American, which are becoming more and more popular?
Of course.
Or more and more part of our population. And when you start breaking down by race, you're going to have to break up people.
Absolutely.
It's getting ridiculous.
And, of course, if you have to start, like you say, apportioning responsibility. What are you talking about? The half of the perp is responsible because of a legacy of racism to which reparations are due. It's unworkable. It's ridiculous. We need to come to our senses. And I would say the machines have to be targeted first. Machines, do your jobs. New York City, Chicago, L.A., and the other. I don't have to remind you. I don't want to be partisan about this, Lou, but we know 50 or 100 of the largest cities, Democrat administrations in 90% of those, if not more. The answer is not race or political party. It's common sense. What got us through the last century, we have to apply again. I don't know what the magic trick is to get it back.
Well, I think the magic trick is we have two governments of the United States. We have the one on paper, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all those laws that are written down and with clarity or as much as possible. The other government of the United States are the sleazes who are working in the United States and ignoring the guidelines, ignoring the laws, ignoring the Constitution.
The rule book, absolutely.
That's the problem.
Yep.
So we have two governments. We got to get rid of the second government. We got to get rid of the sleazeballs. I don't know how to do it.
Well, I'll tell you one way to start.
If you elect me, we're golden. I can handle it, but I don't know anybody else.
Well, we have to give you a new set of powers, but I'll tell you, it starts with local involvement. Lou and I, and Bruce, I think, has agreed in many times in the past. We have to have local voting. We have to get above that 5-10% threshold. That seems to be the rule in New Rochelle for local government and for school boards. I don't know what the record is in Connecticut. It can't be worse than what we're getting here,
and
Lou.
We have to break the stereotypes in this country. When I say that, Bruce, I mean that, you know, as soon as you hear somebody's a Republican, oh, he's a racist, he's this, he's that.
Right.
He's this, he's that. We have to break those stereotypes in this country, labels that they put on people. We should take the labels off of everybody, even somebody from the left. They should say their opinion just as much as I should say my opinion or whatever.
Sure.
Stereotypes should be broken. We labelize people in this country, which is totally wrong.
Well, I agree with you. People should be allowed to say what they think, even if they don't look so good when they're done, you know?
Well done.
Have that freedom of speech.
Good point, Bruce. Thanks for the call.
Thank you,
as
Bruce.
Always.
Thank you.
Always good.
Keep calling. 914-636-0110. Lou, I think it's very true. To me, stereotypes, look, I'm not against generalizations. There's a room for generalizations.
I heard you.
There's room for generalizations. There's plenty of room. You know, stereotypes, you start going over the line. To me, stereotypes are an excuse for not thinking, for not judging people individually. And I think we have to strain ourselves to get away from that.
Well, I said for years, Steve, instead of pointing a finger out, extend your whole hand and shake the person's hand. That's the best way to do it.
Absolutely. The old honey vinegar comparison.
Yeah, exactly.
With you in that. Let's get to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
All right. I'm out of town.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But anyway.
Which city are you causing turmoil in today?
Yeah.
I'm teasing you. Go ahead.
I can run, but I can't. But anyway.
Well, if you run into this guy Santos, will you please straighten him out? You said you're in Long Island?
Yeah.
Good. Give him a piece of your mind.
I'll look for him.
Okay, fine.
All
Maybe you teach them the right way.
But I want to get into some macroeconomics, okay, right, about the national debt.
Fine.
Okay, the national debt is something that our government and our country creates by virtue of spending and borrowing. Am I correct?
You're right. Absolutely.
You're right.
Okay. So why wouldn't we pay our national debt? And we can print money. In other words, the government, you got to remember, people always say, my money, this money. The money belongs to the government. And it's faith in the government that backs up the money.
Okay.
Right? And yep. if they say that the national debt is $31 trillion, how much currency, total amount of currency, do we have out in our country and the world as a percentage of the national debt?
I'd say it's about 30 or 40%. Am I right?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, there was a known figure. Go ahead.
But anyway, so my point is, why would we not pay our national debt? Is there any reason not to pay it?
The question answers itself. Of course, we have to be willing to, but you know as well as I do, Chris, running on a platform of paying our debt tomorrow or in the next 24 months will not get you elected. Maybe not keep you out of an insane asylum, Chris. It's a good ideal, but I don't think any politician will advance that cause, as legitimate as it may be.
It's an obligation that we create by virtue of our democracy.
I agree with you, Chris. And what I see here, I could be off base, but I see this here, is that when you look with China buying everything, we're going to be paying the VIG to China. That's how this country is going. China's going to hold the VIG, and that's what's happening. They own everything. They're also buying 200,000 acres of land in the Middle East, in Central America, and the Rocky Mountains area, farmland there. They're taking over that land. I was just telling Steve before the show, what are you going to be paying? $15 for a pint of strawberries pretty soon? It's ridiculous.
Chris, your clarion call is appropriate, but let me tell you something. Paying off the national debt, I have to disagree, part with you here. It's not necessarily a function of our democracy. It's a function of our borrowing money we can't raise from a normal economy. But if you want to stay over, let's continue with this after our halfway break. This is the Lou and Steve Show. That's Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano, right here on WVX, 1460 AM.
Hold on, please.